Mind Canyon is an entirely improvised podcast. Music and sound effects are added afterwards. Topics are devised by Charlie Kemp and Steve Dawson. This week's cast are
Christopher Wilkie Gow,
Sean Lothian,
Mariam Huck.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon.
Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry, the Canyon.
Please, Mind the Canyon.
Sure, I said Mind the Canyon.
Hi, welcome to Mind Canyon.
I'm Charlie Kemp.
And my name is Dawson, Steve Dawson, licensed to park in the PS area of Plasto. It's more of a permit.
I like what you did there.
That's because today's episode is
No,
about,
we know what it's... We can work it out.
You might be shaken or stirred. Not stirred. That's... So, if... Hey, it's James Bond. Now, when it comes to Bond, I think... Everyone's got their favourite Bond film. And, of course, the key part of the Bond film is those incredible action sequences.
Oh, yeah.
I love the ice chase, the car's reversing, it spins round. That's one of the greatest bits of stunt work I've ever seen.
Yeah, I liked the bit. I really loved they're in Morocco and they're running over the roofs and Matt Damon's running across, like, you can see her running on the roof.
That's Jason Bourne.
They're the ones I like.
You like the Jason Bourne Bond films?
Yeah.
There's a great shot where they come in on like a buggy and all you see is the buggy and then the head pops up high and the camera moves across and there's a giant brontosaurus and they're in total awe. And then what happens is loads of little dinosaurs come crawling underneath the brontosaurus and he swats them away with his tail.
I really like that bit where there's like a little boy, he's like an Arab sort of boy, and he's running down the street and he's stolen an apple and everyone's chasing him and he's running and there's like a little monkey and he's like running beside him and the monkey's really cheeky and he's helping him and then he finds a genie.
My favourite is when Roger Moore is skiing down the slopes of, I don't know, some Swiss chalet, and he jumps off the cliff, his parachute opens, and it's a Union Jack. Now, you wouldn't get that nowadays with these fat cats in Brussels. There's no way that they probably can't even import the silk nowadays.
My favourite James Bond is moment is at the beginning when they have the women in the fire. And it's like they're dancing and they may be naked, but maybe they're not naked. We don't know because it's only silhouette and you cannot see for sure whether it is tight clothes or maybe there's no clothes or something like this. And then it stops and after that I'm not so bothered by it.
I like the women in the flames. Thanks for asking. And then after that I'm not that bothered. Where are you going?
My favourite is probably Pierce Brosnan. And what's happening at the moment I most like is he's in a new relationship with the mother of two children, but the ex-husband has dressed as an old lady, an old nanny, in order to spend more time with the children. And Pierce Brosnan is treating the mother very nicely, and yet he's treated with quite a lot of hostility by the old lady, who's also the father of the children. It's really, really great to see such great family drama.
I'm a big Gadget fan. Q stands for Quartermaster, if you didn't know that. And M, who is the matriarch nowadays, of course, and what a fantastic, she has a network of spies across the globe. But mainly I like the dancing women in the flames, the sexy, lithe young women, frothing around like it's an orgiastic pleasure dome of pleasure and sex, and that's what I'm mainly interested in.
Do you know what M stands for?
Mummy.
Thank you. I don't think anyone doesn't like Bond. Like I say, I really like the four Bond movies with Jason Bourne in.
Again, that's Jason Bourne.
Otherwise, I'm not that fussed.
What would you say, Charlie, if I said to you, there's one Bond film that never got released?
I'd say, shut up, you liar. Why would you do that, Steve, when we're friends? We've worked together for a long time and you just lie about something.
What would you say if I said, we are going to try and find out what that film is?
I'd say, did you send me an email about this? Or why is this the first time I'm hearing about it?
So there's a film that's never been released. I've got the title here. To Die or Not to Die Today.
It's a good title, isn't it?
It's a great title. There must be a department or something that comes up with the...
Yeah, there must be.
Okay, guys, we got to come up with a title in 1 hour.
What about 1 hour?
What about title?
We got to go deeper than this, guys, okay? We got to try harder.
What about 1 hour deeper?
Okay. Well, let's remember what this film is about, okay? We got a guy, we got a spy.
Got a guy and a spy.
Spy guy.
Guys that spies.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to put it on the board. We'll come back to it.
How about put it on the board with James Bond?
Okay, it's just that we end up suggesting that every time because after
every
I said,
time.
Every time. The new James Bond spy thriller.
Every time.
Okay, I'll put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
I'll put that on the board too.
Put it on the board too?
We're doing the sequel.
We're going straight to sequel. We gotta do the sequel now.
No one told me we gotta do a sequel now. We're already on our 14th Bond film.
What?
What about
There's 14.
What about the Bourne Supremacy?
I like that. Yes, we'll put it on the board.
I like that.
The Bourne Supremacy starring Matt Damon.
Okay,
I know these words don't mean anything in 1972, but one day, once James Bond is in this movie, it will resonate with people.
You know, Chuck, I'm going to put it on the board.
Chuck, I'm going to put it on the board? That's a weird title for a Bond movie.
How about The Bourne Supremacy with Matt Damon? Chuck, I'm going to put it on the board.
Okay, it's long, but I'm going to put it on the board.
Okay.
It's amazing to hear into the machine.
Absolutely. Just wanted to point out, just to our listeners at home, if you can hear a cough at all, that's just because we've actually hired a portrait painter. She's in the studio today.
Hello.
Hi.
If any of your listeners out there want a painting, I haven't been doing it for long, but I've been going to classes every Saturday. I'm very diligent. My teacher says I'm very good.
She is very good. I'm here also painting her.
In the corner, we've got Daisy, who's painting us.
Hello. I'm painting with crayons, just to say. It's just using crayons today.
Over in the other corner, I don't know who you are.
Professor Peter Holm.
He is painting Daisy.
Hello!
Daisy is my student at the Guildhall School of Economic Painting.
And is there any reason why you're naked?
No, none whatsoever.
And you asked us not to speak to you, but you're just there to oil up Professor Peter's body.
Yes, I'm the oil guy.
Daisy, you're going to have to do those hands again. They are just... I mean, that's a stick man right there.
Want some oil on the hands?
Yes, please.
Now, I do know something about this unreleased Bond film.
Well, I know you're such a big Bond fan.
I am. I love the way that he wakes up with amnesia because he's fallen in the water and he just discovers that he's got these kind of abilities.
And they're Jason Bourne Bond films. Yeah. I love those films. Yeah, they're really good. So there's this film. No one's seen it, but it was made. It never saw the light of day. We need to go out there and try and find some people who would know what happened to this film. And so maybe it's best to go back to the beginnings and talk to Barbara Broccoli, the head of Bond.
Yeah, I guess you could say, the Bond alma mater.
In many ways, Bond's M.
Bond's mummy.
Yeah. It was her, and with her was her aide in what I have to say was quite a spectacular mansion.
Barbara?
Hello.
Big fan of your work.
Can I just
Echo!
Shall I kill the mistress?
Not just yet.
Yes. And put them in the shark tank.
Not just yet.
So, Barbara, to die or not to die today? How long has it been?
About it?
Shall I kill him now, mistress?
Not just yet.
Iced tea.
Yes, I'd love a nice tea.
Yes,
sorry.
Would you like lemon in it?
Not just yet.
Oh, sorry.
I would quite like lemon in
it. No.
No.
Not yet.
Now?
No.
Now?
No.
Now?
No.
I read about it on Reddit.
What?
It's a, sort of, it's kind of a chat space.
How did you access Reddit?
It's on the internet. I use the
you
Chrome
have
browser.
The internet?
Did you use the mainframe?
I've just got a MacBook.
Now? Do I put the lemon in now?
Not yet.
Sorry, I'm just a bit... I don't feel like I'm part of this conversation. So would you mind if I just went over there and just sort of slid on my socks on the floor?
It is very fun to slide on the marble floors.
I'll leave you guys to it, and I'm just going to go for a good old slide.
Great. So to die or not to die today, you know, at the heart of it, it was...
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's really scuppered the interview.
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
You don't understand what that film meant to me. Look at me now. I'm just a prisoner in this marble, beautiful 16th century building.
It is lovely. Echo!
Echo!
So big.
Now?
I would love some lemon.
Not yet.
Can I throw him in the shark pool?
It was very hard to get anything out of Barbara.
Yeah.
I think it's a very traumatic experience.
Thanks for meeting me out of the back.
That's okay.
Would you like some lemon now?
I don't have a drink anymore, so...
Let me get you a drink. Wait there.
Okay.
Oh, no, I forgot the lemons.
Oh, that's fine. Could I just... Yeah.
I have information. Go down into the basement. There is a cinema screening room with an original print of the movie. If you press the big red button that says shark pool and stand on it, the square where it says shark pool, there is an original copy 70mm print.
So I went down to the cinema room to try and see if I could get hold of this print.
Yeah, I was still sliding on the floor.
I'm inside the hallway. I climbed in through the window.
Whee!
Luckily, Charlie's causing a huge amount of distraction by breaking things in the background.
Sorry.
I think this room might be the cinema room.
Tickets, please.
This is definitely the cinema room. Shh! Here's my ticket.
Thank you.
I just gave him a receipt.
Why is he sitting down in front? There's like 12 seats here. Like, why is he sitting in front of us?
I don't know. He's got a special pass.
Why is he wearing that top hat?
You've got a really tall head.
Yeah, it's a top hat. Mary?
I thought it was tall his head.
Shh.
You're always criticising me.
It's my sneaking hat. I wear it when I don't want anyone to recognise who
Maybe you should wear that, Mary, instead of clomping around the house when you're making us cheese toasties.
Every fucking time we go to the cinema.
I'm edging across the seats.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Ow!
Excuse me.
It's my foot.
I'm so sorry. Ooh. God, ow, was that your back?
That was me.
Oh, I give it.
You need to press the red button.
There's a button on the wall marked Shark Tank.
Down in front, please.
Sorry. If I press this, I should be able to get a copy of the tape.
Don't get it. Who's he?
I think he's the one that was in that other thing with the, you know, where we was at the beard.
Oh, the Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
He's got a really big head as well. He's really tall. Why's everyone got tall heads?
No, that's a hat like in that movie with the other one where he's wearing that thing on his head.
Oh, I don't understand this.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh.
Here we go. 3, 2.
Not
one.
Yet.
And more about the red button a little later.
Here's an advert.
Hey, have you tried shoes?
Oh no. I can't get them on. What's all this rope around them?
Oh, well, I can see that the rope might be confusing. But no, that's not to lasso something or to even hang oneself.
Sir.
It's an obvious mistake to make. Simply remember, the rabbit goes once under the fence, twice round the tree.
I don't have a
rabbit. Shoes. Don't kill yourself.
I wear shoes and have to say they're really good.
But what I want to know is the majority of the films are based on books.
That's right, yeah.
By the writer Ian Fleming.
Correct.
Who was he's a well-known writer. He was well-known for writing the same book.
The same book over and over again.
It's not like,
He's no J.K. Rowling. He hasn't done something in a magic school and then something in a magic town.
In a magic town where animals are magic or something like that. Exactly.
He hasn't got that wit.
No, he's not George Lucas, who's written many, many novels about...
Yeah, about sort of a war in space.
A war in space.
And a war on a planet.
Yeah, exactly. Ian Fleming has written a number of books. But did he write the original story for that film? Well, actually, we've got some really lovely... We found some old recordings of Ian Fleming.
He would write, like, a bulk of the books, but then he had a sort of comedy writing partner who would do all the puns and the dispatch lines...
That's right, yeah. Someone specifically to do that. And then I believe as well there was someone in there specifically to deal with the gadgets. Yeah, let's have a little listen.
Okay, what have we got today?
Well, I was wondering...
Oh, here we go. Peter's wondering. Again.
Oh, you're such Peter. A cad.
It's just, wouldn't this be a perfect chance to use his gun watch? His watch with a gun on it.
No, it's a gun with a watch on it, you nincompoop.
Oh, God.
What's he like? Bloody
Peter.
Such a cad, Peter. No, seriously, come on. Someone's got to bloody well finish this book, because I can't. I'm too drunk.
Drunk?
Peter, stop giving me booze.
It's a very important part of the book where we need to get
need. Bond. Oh, it's a bread pun. Peter.
Need the Peter. Dough.
We need.
I need the dough because I've divorced my second wife.
Yes.
Whose fault was that? Peter's.
Oh, Peter.
Peter's.
Oh, Peter, you're such a cat sleeping with my beautiful wife.
He put a zip line in his pocket that he could fire to the top of the mountain, and maybe that would be a good opportunity for him to sort of use that to get to the top of the mountain. And
Peter, where's this going?
Zipped? Like you unzipped?
My darling Marjorie's dress.
Dress.
Fell to the floor, and you entered her. What an absolute cat.
Filthy man.
Filthy Phil. Filthy, that's a pun.
I don't know why you find that so amusing.
I don't know. That's probably why I'm drinking so much.
I'm not sure I can do this job anymore.
Well, I'm Ian Fleming, and I'm the writer of The Bourne Supremacy and many other Bond books. So you're going to stay here, and you're going to finish your job doing the puns, and Millicent over there is going to finish all her gadget stuff. Aren't you, darling?
Yes.
Martinis!
I've spooled through all of that tape, and there isn't one jot of information about the film.
Yeah, no, not a single thing.
Yeah.
Just to say...
Yeah.
While we're away, you've put on a tuxedo.
Yes. Well, as we're being painted, I thought, try and look the part.
Oh, no, I didn't notice. I'm going to have to start all over again.
And Daisy, you're going to have to redo the hands.
All right, on the hands.
Yes, please.
Is it okay if I hold this gun?
Ah!
I'm so sorry, Daisy. Can we just get a plaster for that?
I've got oil.
Yeah, just try and oil her eye a little bit, if that's all right.
I'm going to be an artist.
Is this going to cost a little bit more for the painting?
Oh, God.
Daisy, Daisy, can I just say, just to put your mind...
Oh, I feel like Vincent Van Gogh.
Technically not correct, but I just wanted to say, I don't think only having one eye will make any difference to painting.
You're not an artist, though.
Oh, that's quite insulting.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I know you've got a bullet in your eye, but Jesus, have some respect.
Sorry,
they'd have a different opinion.
Because I'm going at the moment because I've got a bullet in my eye.
Yeah, right, well, we didn't ask for your life
Daisy,
story.
Okay, yeah.
So the thing was, I pressed the button.
Yeah.
And a hatch opened and there was the tape. While Barbara wasn't looking, I snatched the tape out of the room. I put it down my trousers.
Okay.
And I snuck out of that space.
Mistress, I noticed that there's no sharks in the shark tank.
I didn't want to know that yet.
Also, when I pressed the button, a swimming pool opened up. It was very fancy.
Oh, really?
It was a very salty water, though.
Okay, so, brackish.
Yeah, brackish. And unfortunately, everyone in the cinema fell in.
God, Mary, this is so typical of you, Mary. Like, now you didn't pack cagoules and now we're sinking in this?
Oh, what can I do right for you?
I don't know. Maybe drag me out of this pool.
What I thought might be useful is we've got a copy of the film, but it, you know, on radio, that's not going to...
I'm sure legally, I'm pretty sure we can't...
We probably can't do it. But what I think we could do
is
we could get a mix of people we found off the street to just describe what they're seeing in various different shots of the film.
Okay.
Come in now.
Yeah, thank you.
Just take a seat. Leave those biscuits. Those are for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, just...
leave your shoes on as well. Sorry.
Oh, it's sorry. Yeah. I just like to air my feet.
Sorry, and...
No, they're not for... No, they're not to go round your neck.
Those ropes all over those slippers.
No, they're not to go round your neck.
Sorry, I've just lassoed someone.
Okay, let's... shoes off. Shoes optional. We've already have one naked professor in the corner anyway. I'm just going to go to the opening title sequence, okay? The titles have appeared.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, lovely. Lovely little... Oh, lovely, absolutely.
He's not watching the film. He's got something up on his phone.
Yeah, sorry, can we put our phones away?
Sorry, could you put your phones on aeroplane mode? Just put your phone on
aeroplanes.
It's got a Sudoku up there.
But if we could just close the Sudokus down, and then we'll just get on with watching the film, if that's all right with you. Okay. Put it on airplane mode as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it on airplane
mode. How's that sexy?
Did you just say sexy? Oh,
sure. Sorry, I shouldn't... He's my husband. He does this all the time. Sorry. Can you just not, just for now?
Mary, why can't I just have this? Let me have this, Mary. At least let me have this.
Sorry, will you guys... Are you in the cinema in Barbara Broccoli's house at all?
Well, we were meant to be.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, I've changed my accent. I've poshed up for you. I have done everything. And still, I'm not enough.
Actually, really, I'm sorry. Actually, I think I've changed my mind. Actually, I do want your shoes on.
Oh.
If that's okay.
Oh, yeah, put them on. Put them on.
Can I do that over here? I want to do that over there. I don't want to be in his eye line.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I would like to say that this movie is absolutely marvelous. It's a very nice movie. This To Die or Not to Die Today is very nice. I like the title sequence. It's very elegant.
We'll just watch the opening scene or something. Just describe what you're seeing.
It's very, very nice.
Oh.
Wow. Look at that thing there. It's amazing.
Yeah. They're doing like tie-dye on big t-shirts.
Wow. This is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's like a kaleidoscope of color.
What?
It's like a kaleidoscope of color.
Oh, it's like a kaleidoscope of color.
Oh, look at this.
It's a nice scene.
Oh, what a beautiful mise-en-scène. Very nice
so
mise-en-scène.
Nice. It's a textile factory.
I wish that idiot with the gun would get out of the way so we can see
what machinery.
Look at the machinery on that one. It's nice.
Chaka-chaka-chaka.
That is a Singer 413, if we are not mistaken. Singer 1, 2, 4.
You were mistaken.
Oh, what a dum-dum.
You were such a dum-dum. A big thinko-thinko.
Oh, wait, they are boxing the textiles. They are boxing.
Look at that cardboard. Oh, look, they are putting the labels on so well.
Very nice.
Such detail.
Why is that woman with a, farting that man? Get out of the way. I wish we could hear it. I've all these gunshots and gadgets firing. We can't even hear it.
He's in the way.
It's weird because the Italians were really quiet when they first came into the room, but then they really dominated the conversation as soon as the film started.
Yeah, as soon as you start a film, those Italian guys just went for it.
Now we're back in Britain and we're local. We're in some sort of government building, I guess. And,
yes, it looks like the White House, but in England.
Yes. Oh, wait. This is very boring. There's hardly any labelling machines or textiles.
Look, no, there is a passcode on the door.
Oh, bleep, 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 bleep. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a nice way to get from one room to another.
Well, they described it really well, though. I mean, they've really kind of got a lot of the... You're right there, Daisy. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Just try not to bleed on the equipment if you just move to the other corner of the room.
It's quite expensive.
as you can tell, that movie was pretty intense. It starts off in a textile factory where Bond is trying to get some new curtains made for his property.
He goes straight to Britain, where he's confronted by a beautiful, beautiful view, but then has to go into a room using a passcode.
We're getting a sense of what the film is, but there's a few things that always go along with Bond films, and obviously we'll get to it's all right. Don't. I mean, Daisy, it's just.
It's just every time a cough, it hurts me.
No, and I know, and a bit of blood spurts out when you cough.
Oh, I've also got TB. Sorry, forgot to say.
Oh, you probably should have mentioned that because you've now got blood all over Professor Holmes.
Don't mind me.
Would you like to mix some oil in with that?
Of course, that's my job.
So there's a few things that, you know, who played Bond in this movie? Who wrote the song?
Hello, I'm Roger Moore.
That's the voice of Roger Moore.
And I made the soundtrack to this particular Bond. I played ukulele. And I composed this theme tune, which was Die, Die, To Die, To Die. I was a bit surprised that they didn't want me to do the actual acting in it, but I did do the theme tune.
Yes, I was asked to do the theme tune, but I wanted to do something a little abstract at the time. I was very influenced at that point by the Paul Simon album Graceland, so I went to South Africa to record it, but apparently that wasn't the vibe they were going for. They went with Roger's song in the end.
The voice of George Lazenby there.
Yes, I went back to my home in Australia and I wrote the song with Crowded House.
By the way, the voice that you just heard before was the voice of my friend Kevin.
I'm Shirley Bassey and I play the part of Bond.
That was the voice of Bond.
Ultimately, at the heart of this is an admin error. Like, if you watch this scene, for example, you can see the sound man is playing the Bond girl.
Oh, that's true, yeah. He's still... Sorry, that was an eyeball. Just,
Oh, it's gone!
Yeah, that's fallen on the floor. Just pop it back in quietly and maybe pop some oil in there.
Yeah, you've got sound man playing a Bond girl. One of the accountants is a shark.
I think in this film, the car that they used was just a dolly.
Yeah.
From like a filming dolly.
Yeah. For moving cameras around.
Yeah. Oh, you can see that they're actually doing the camera tracking on an Aston Martin. Yeah.
And also that wasn't raw footage. This is just the edited footage because the guy who edited it was the caterer. The key thing I'd love to hear is just a small snippet of the Roger Moore song, To Die or Not To Die.
Today, yeah.
Put your clothes on, baby, I'll buy you an ice cream. Today, or not to die today.
Catchy, it's right up powerful. There, actually. Yeah, it's right up powerful. There with my,
I'd probably put it, Aha first.
Yeah.
Drone Drone second.
Yeah.
Roger Moore third.
Yeah. We haven't heard George Lazenby's.
We haven't heard George Lazenby's
version.
Sure we.
And of course, you know, we heard the voice of my friend earlier.
Yeah,
Kevin. We haven't heard the version of the song that he wrote.
No.
It wasn't for the film, but he did just do one himself.
Today or not today, today or not. Sorry, can we just do another take? Is that okay? Take three.
Quite talented, isn't he?
You'll notice that all the raw recording was in there, and that's because it was recorded by the caterer.
Oh, wow, yeah. And it's actually all of those songs are in the film.
Including the one that my friend Kevin did, yeah.
Yeah. We found a little bit more. The song was by Roger Moore. Dame Shirley Bassey played James Bond. So that leads me to ask, and actually this is a bit of a treat, because we got to meet today the Bond girl.
Yeah, well, the sound guy.
Yes, the sound. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, they treated us like kings.
Really?
Ah, but a wonderful time. The thing I learned was just how applicable my sound experience was to the role of being a real sexy lady.
Right. In what kind of ways did you feel that it helped?
A couple of boom mics will cover everything.
When you say cover everything, was that in order to hide your... when you were naked? Or is that what you're trying to say? Or
Yes.
And boom mics aren't supposed to... You're not supposed to see them. They're supposed to be...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to say, you looked very sexy. You looked incredibly sexy.
Thank you. Yes, a lot of people have said that.
I did not realise that boom mic was not your...
I don't know what you've got going on down there, lad, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not... I mean, that's what I was confused, right. And...
In many ways, that is the very thing, the art of sexual desire is imagining what a boom mic could be.
Thank you for speaking to us.
What about a new title, Imagining a Boom Mic?
I just think we're getting a bit waylaid and we have to get Bond where we need him to go to further the story.
Well, the way you furthered my wife, old boy.
Really, not a joke. We're very much in love and quite honestly, quite damaged by her relationship with you.
Absolutely. What a treat.
Yes.
So I think that probably explains why the film never came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot mess.
It's utter shit.
At no point did anyone say anything on the set. And there must have been someone, some kind of character involved in this that people were so terrified of that used death and murder in some way to get what they wanted.
Now...
Sorry, Charlie, can you see two people dressed fully in black stood in the corner?
I mean, see is a big word, but I can... Yeah, I heard something, definitely. From...
One of them's holding a shoe.
Shall I strangle them with the shoe rope?
Not yet.
Charlie, should we just slowly leave?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to inch out... Sorry, excuse me.
Sorry, Daisy, do you mind if we just... Sorry, I just slipped on some oil.
That's me, sorry.
Oh, that's blood.
Oh, if you're going to go past me, maybe you won't want to touch that.
Is that... Oh, ah. Well, I can't untouch it now, though, can I?
No.
Just going to shut the door there. Now, I've left and I've brought both microphones with
Great.
Us.
Yeah.
I think what we've done is we've left a room full of innocent people with two murderers.
Yeah. I'm all right with that.
I'm fine with that. Do you want to get pizza?
Canyon. Can we go to Sweet Fair's venue?
Oh, yeah.
Great. We're sorry the canyon is going down.
Mind the canyon. And that's it. That's the end of the show.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. What are you guys up to? This is a time non-sensitive show. It could go at any time.
I'm Chris Gow, and I'd like to... I'd like to promote Mariam Huck's Twitter handle. A lot of hot content in there. It's really good. You should check it out. I'd also like to promote Sean Lothian's Spoker miniseries. It's really good. And that's about it.
Thank you, Chris. Sean?
Sean Lothian here. And I'd like to promote my own podcast with Chris Gow, which is Fat Up. It's available in all the usual places. It's a really fun improvised character comedy podcast. And I'd also like to...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Feels like, I feel like two people might have ripped that off.
Yeah. And I'd also like to promote Mariam Hook's Twitter handle. Some real great content on there. It's really flying off the Twitter shelves.
Great, thank you, Sean. And Mariam?
I'd like to promote my Twitter handle. It's really... I haven't actually got round to getting on Twitter.
But what would your handle be?
What would my...
So hang on, who am I subscribed to then? This hot squid content.
I can't answer that.
Legally.
Sorry?
Legally.
Legally, yeah. I can't answer that. But I would like to promote a podcast called Mind Canyon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's good. And I guess all of you guys, like everyone else, will be liking and subscribing to Mind Canyon, leaving comments on...
I refuse.
Oh.
Not yet.
If you could all at home, if you could all actually do leave comments, because we just don't have enough.
I've got five.
Have we got five?
We've got five.
Cool. That's almost too much honesty.
Yeah. Oh, is that sorry? Yeah. Yeah. We got some.
We got some. We got loads, but not enough.
I would like to recommend Mariam's Twitter handle. Loads of comments on that. Like, really, like, scurrilous comments about all this, the weird content on there. So.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.